large building to keep material in or bring material in, it would be coming in and going out. That's sort of the idea behind it, but I guess you're saying that maybe some other military planes, any other guard or down at the Tucson.
I mean, the problem I think we're going to have is anything that needs the accelerated stop distance greater than 5,000, the military's probably not going to let in here.
Well, just from, you know, my experience with the in the air show world, the F-16, F-18s, those kind of guys, all, you know, the military all requires, you know, if you want us to come to your air show, you have a 7,000-foot runway, or they won't come. Thunderbirds, you know, for instance, they're F-16s. The guys at Pax River, I don't think you can get any of their fighter aircraft over here because of the, it's not long enough to support the accelerated stop distances. Probably so.
They come down here real high.
That could be.
They come down here.
They're down here pretty frequently. Are you recording them?
No, because they just do touch and goes. But they do three.
That's a takeoff.
They do three every time they come in. They do three touch and goes. They come in about once a month.
Just the guys in Baltimore.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
I just don't know that. I mean, it seems like it needs a lot of runway to do what it's doing, but
it does. It's a real high wing loading airplane. They got.
So how do we capture that one?
These guys keep records of their flight activity. I mean, you know, like just like Mark probably does over his side, they have flight logs. I'm sure they can track and then ask them what their activity was. Maybe they could produce something for us for 2010.
That's Northrop Grumman.
Right, they come in about once a month in this area. You probably hear it. I mean, when that thing revs up,
you're talking about the one with the F-16 nose on it, right?
Yeah.
Is that something the county would ask, or the advisory committee wouldn't ask?
Well, that's what I was.
The county airport manager would ask.
We have a relationship with Northrop Grumman. Jim does too. Yeah. We can call them.
I think it would be best from an official capacity if Jim does it. You know, the airport manager is not. I'm the FBO guy that wants to know.
They would do anything upside down here.
Also,
you know, they. Yeah. I'm sure they'd do anything to help you.
Yeah. But like I'm saying, we have to show the FAA that these guys are regular users of the airport.
Well,
you know, I was just kidding about, you know, having to fly in and have 250 airplanes, but, you know, we can't get to the end of next year and say we had 500 Sabreliner operations, you know, when, you know, have Northrop Grumman sell their airplane.
We're not saying that at all. No one's saying that. We're not saying try to create a number. We're just saying let's capture all the data. There's data that's falling.
But you have to document that it's an ongoing thing. It's not history. It's we need it for the future. So these are all good ideas, and we're going to do them. But
if we can show 2010 had this many of these operations, we don't know what 2012 is going to do. Nobody can tell us that. But we can say here's what occurred in 2010, and if these data points are falling through the cracks, We don't know what we're missing, so we don't know what we need.
No, these are all good ideas. We need to add them to our list of operations.
We're not saying let's have fly, create a fly-in and throwing up a number. Nobody here is saying that.
Yeah.
Could you present the numbers that you gather each month at this meeting? So that way you could at least be tracking them, and you would also be able to figure out which ones you're missing.
Yeah, we could do that. I guess that means we're having monthly meetings.
Well,
okay,
whatever the period is, whether two months.
We can do that.
And when you say we, who's included in your we?
I guess we would be me and my staff.
Me and myself.
I know the Northrop Grumman's guys are here fairly regularly.
Here today.
They down there in my hangar.
They were here
about every weekend.
They were here today.
You know, when we're down there working, they always come down and bang on the door. If I know somebody banging on the door, I know it's some of the guys from Northrop. They come in, they want to look around and chit-chat and talk.
What would they have to do to be recorded on with Garrett?
It would just have to be some kind of visual recognition, because the system Jim talked about in his email is a tracking system for IFR aircraft. Actually, they do. You know, they do show up a flight over. They show up as blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, you know, Northrop Grumman blocks everything. So they do show up as blocked.
Yep.
Do they always file IFR?
Pretty much. You can see it. You know it's them because it says BWI to Georgetown like 12 minutes. You know it's something bad.